Hello and welcome to Crafty Hands Club podcast. I am your host, Carice Jefferson. This podcast talks candidly about all things jewelry making, including tips, techniques, trends, the latest industry news, traditions, self-care, and more. If you're listening for the first time, please subscribe to receive latest episode alerts. Crafty Hands Club can also be found on various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Feel free to like, follow, or subscribe at any time. This is season 3, and today's topic is the difference between a jewelry making group and a jewelry making club. Now, the terms group and club are used in the same reference, but they really are not the same. And years ago, I thought they were similar, and it wasn't until last year that I realized there's a distinction between the two. And I think it came from the fact that there's a lot of groups that I'm a part of on social media. And I've been really working on removing myself from the groups where I'm not really active, or I don't see any value in it, or where I'm not adding value, because it has to be, it has to go both ways. You know, if you are always taking and receiving, that doesn't do that any good. And some groups have limits to how many people it takes. So if you are in there and you're holding up a spot from someone that really wants to be a part of that group and they can't, that's very selfish. And then with Crafty Hands Club, the focus is a club aspect to show that people, regardless of where they come from, how old they are, what they look like, what they've done, if they love jewelry making and have a passion to do this or just to be around it, they are part of the club. So the mission is to treat customers not as a customer, but to treat customers as a member, to give them that club feel and to make them feel like that they are worthy and that they belong. But other than that, this is a pretty short episode, so I'm just going to get into this. So a jewelry making group is where there's individuals who have common interests, but everybody's not on the same page, and here's what I mean. People join groups for many reasons, and I talked about this in the second episode of this season. If you haven't listened to scams within the jewelry making community, please go back and listen to that episode, because I do talk about some reasons why people join groups. But here, people can join a group to learn new things from their peers, because you honestly have people that have that desire to develop personally and professionally, and that's okay. To be loyal only to the group organizer, you always tell the ones that are like that, they interact only when the page administrator or whoever is over the group posts, and everybody else is just, you know, invisible. Some people join to gain inspiration. You know, there's nothing wrong with being inspired by other people. And, you know, we all are inspired by something, whether it's nature, whether it's something we've seen online, something we've heard, something we've read, something we've watched on television. We all get inspiration on a daily basis. That's not the problem. Now, when you are carbon copying something that has legal ramifications behind it, that is when it becomes a problem. And then some people join the group because, they want to feel a sense of belonging. And some people join just to say that they are a part of a group. And then you got some that join groups to see what other people are doing or saying. So groups are typically controlled by whoever organized the group, and the organizer determines the direction of the post, determines the activities, and also determines the interactions. If you in a group, pay attention. If stuff starts to kind of take away from the organizer, you'll start seeing a new rule or something being said to redirect it back to focus only on the group organizer. And the people that are in the group, you respond to organizer posts, whether it's the rules or something's flagged or whatever it may be, and you're following those. Now, here is where a jewelry club differs. A jewelry making club, it is organized by the leader, but the members in that club are empowered to engage with other people and interact with them. So a club is more of a peer sharing versus a group of common interest only individuals. So in a club, I give an example. So there's a couple groups, and my purpose for joining the group was to meet people who had an interest not only in making jewelry, but had an interest in meeting up face to face. And there were a good number of people in the Midwest area, and I reached out and I proposed it, and there was a lot of back and forth, like, yeah, I'm in the city, yeah, I'm in the city, yeah, I'm in the city, but no one's like putting the foot forward to say, hey, what's a date and time? And except for me. And I tried it a couple of times, and after I saw that it was kind of like pushing the peas to the side, when you were when we were kids and our parents put something on the plate that we absolutely didn't like, but our parents insisted that we ate it. We would eat everything else. We'd eat the potatoes, we'd eat the bread, we'd eat the meat. But then we pushing those peas or carrots or whatever it was on the plate to the side. So when I saw that, I said, well, this isn't the group for me. And you'll see this in group. A lot of people talk but don't do anything. And I'm about doing more so than just talking. So here's what usually happens in clubs. Relationships are formed and built among members. There's been friendships formed out of clubs, and I mean long-lasting friendships. There's been trips formed by some of the people in clubs. Then there's also growth among the members because you're sharing, you're learning, you're just not taking away, but you're giving as well. There's development that happens in the club. The club itself develops. The people that are part of the club develop, and they gladly share this stuff with other people. Clubs are inspiration to others outside the club. A lot of times, like a real club, don't have to do too much marketing and advertising because the structure and the setup is speaking for itself. And when you have people who are happy with the way things are, that get a good feeling, that get value, they are going to pass their word of mouth. Now, don't get me, not to say that they shouldn't do any type of marketing or promoting, but they don't have to do it as much as a club that may not have that much word of mouth, or a club that's struggling with the members that they have because they're not providing the value. And then in a club, the organizer typically guides the club, but it doesn't micromanage the club. There's another group, and I don't say names, but it was like every single thing, it was kind of like, taking attendance. Okay, you posted this many times. Oh, you can't post that. You can't say that. I mean, it was just like nitpicking on every single thing. So that there is micromanaging, but in the club, you have things. Now, there's also another group. I really like the group, but the problem is it doesn't have any admins to manage the page. So whenever people post things up there, some of the comments and stuff are very judgmental, are very rude, are very inconsiderate, are very mean. I mean, it is just really kind of anything goes, and it doesn't have a direction. And that is not a club at all. That's just a group of people who just use that as a means to let out their raw inner self and disguise it as answering a question. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email info@craftyhandsclub.com. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, you can share this on your social media page, whether it's an individual or a group page. Just be sure to tag Crafty Hands Club in the post. That's it for today's episode. See you next week. To learn more about Crafty Hands Club, please visit our website, www.craftyhandsclub.com. Thank you for listening to the Crafty Hands Club podcast. Come back and join us next week.